This is The Rich Eisen Show from The Rich Eisen Show Studio in Los Angeles.
General manager of the NFC champion Los Angeles Rams, Les Snead. What do you think is your Super Bowl 56 threat?
Throws it into the end zone for Chase. He leaps. Yeah. He's got it.
When you're playing for one of 32 and there's only two left, the opponent's going to be dang good.
Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer, 19-year NBA veteran and all-star, Charles Oakley. Still to come, Pro Football Hall of Famer Calvin Johnson. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Just had a great in-studio chat with Charles Oakley. His book, Where All Books Can Be Acquired, The Last Enforcer. Not a fan of Patrick Ewing anymore. It's tough to see all these Knicks kind of fight each other. You know, but we also had Albert Breer on, and Albert at an hour number one from Mobile, Alabama. How about him saying that the general sense of things at the Senior Bowl week is that the quarterbacks aren't all that, or
not a starter in the group.
That's what he thought. So there's there is one general manager who is shopping for groceries in that department. Speaking on that very subject, and. It's an interesting comment. We're going to bring that up later on. There's a quarterback situation where a terrific player has an opportunity to sign a long-term contract with his team, and that hasn't happened yet with Lamar Jackson, and his general manager, or the general manager of his team, has spoken up on that. As we're getting set for Super Bowl 56 here in Los Angeles, California, featuring the Los Angeles Rams and a man who threw many, many passes for many, many yards in his eventual Hall of Fame career. And with Matthew Stafford making the Super Bowl, we reached out to, I'll call him a friend of the program. He's been on before.
Yes.
He's a Pro Football Hall of Famer. His nickname is Megatron. He's Calvin Johnson back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you doing, Calvin?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Rich?
I'm doing fine. I honestly thought of you the other day when I saw Stafford hugging his wife. And, you know, to make the Super Bowl. And I thought to myself, I wonder what Calvin Johnson's thinking watching Matthew Stafford make a Super Bowl finally. And now I get to ask you that question. What do you think of that, Calvin?
No, that's great. I'm happy for the kid, man. Like, when we were in Detroit, the years that we were trending towards playoffs, we knew we had the team that we felt, well, like I can say we knew because we never got to the championship game, but we felt like we had a team that could take it all the way, especially, and a lot of that was because we had a great quarterback.
And what did you see at the time in Matthew Stafford that we're all seeing right now for the country to witness, Calvin?
The first thing for me was just his toughness. And I saw that, you know, his first 2 years. The kid, you know, he messed up his shoulder. He had multiple injuries. He played through them and, you know, got to see that. But not only that, you know, the guys that showed up earliest in the facility, you know, like Dominic Raiola, you know, I was one of those guys. And you saw Matthew start to, you know, follow the trend. You know, he started to hang out with the pros that were really trying to do it right. And he was, and it was just really an effort of him just trying to, you know, become the best version of Matthew on the field.
What do you mean by hanging with the pros who are doing it right? Put a little bit more meat on that bone.
Says, you know, when you get to the league, you know, you'll find the pros that are really, you know, the pros pro, get up under his wing and just learn how to take care of yourself, take care of your body, take care of yourself on and off the field. Those are the true pros.
Now, I'm sure you've heard this too, Calvin, certainly after the Rams made such a significant trade to trade away their guy who they'd not only drafted first overall, but had already bestowed that very lucrative second contract on to acquire Matthew Stafford. And the general sense is, yeah, but he's never done it before. What did you think of when you heard that conversation? When he got to the Rams,
you mean like that Matthew's never been there before?
Yeah. And so
everybody got to start somewhere, you know? I know, but the thing is, I know Matthew wants to be great. I know Matthew wants to be the best at what he does. And in trying to be the best at what he does, I mean, that just comes, if him being the best at what he does comes with them being where they are today.
Calvin Johnson here on the Rich Eisen Show. Did you reach out to him? Have you connected with him since it?
Yeah, I've been chopping it up with Matt. I hit him up every now and then. I hit him after the game the other day. Just happy. I just said championship. That's all I said. You know, just extremely happy. I'm not going to talk to him this week. I just want him to go out there and get the job done. And, you know, I fully expect him to win it. But, you know, I'm hoping that he does because, you know, one, he's a friend. two, just really proud of what he's done. One in Detroit, but definitely, I mean, being in the first year, they brought you in here to go to the championship, and you're able to do that. So that's just awesome.
Do you think if he wins it, he's winning it in essence also for you and for the other guys in Detroit who thought that there had an opportunity?
Dang right. Sorry to y'all, but you're dang right. We want Matthew to win because, you know, you got to come to Detroit, it's like, oh, that's the graveyard, you know, but it's not. You know, you got guys that are, you know, fighting their tail off trying to be great. And it just happened to be in Detroit.
No, but the narrative that it's Detroit and you can't win there, I mean, part of that is a lot of people ascribing your retirement to something like that. Is that fair, Calvin, to say?
No, it's not my retirement. I mean, the team was in the rebuild mode when I retired. It was, they got rid of our D-line. You know, the team was, I mean, Matthew was still there, but it's more than just Matthew, obviously. It takes a lot of other parts. But a big part of it, the biggest part of it is the culture, I feel like. I feel like the culture out there is just, they just breed success, it seems like.
You mean the culture out here in Los Angeles is what you're saying?
In Los Angeles, not Detroit, yes.
Right. Calvin Johnson here on the Rich Eisen Show. So what do you think, could take us inside your relationship with Matthew and the connection that you had that you think helped lead to Cooper Kupp almost tracking you down for the single season yards record and him getting a triple crown season under his belt with his first year with Matthew, Calvin?
Man, that was had me over there sweating. I was like, oh Lord, he's gonna get this thing.
Cooper had you sweating, huh? Kupp had you sweating.
Oh man. But no, I mean, just like in Detroit, you know, Cooper's not the only guy, but he's the guy that Matthew knows he's the guy that's gonna make a play when it's third down, fourth down, and you gotta throw the ball. He's that guy, and I've seen him grow just this year, you know, just when Robert Woods went down, he had to take on that extra load. And, you know, he was a man for the job, I can say that.
Well, and just to see them connect like that, how did you and Matthew connect so quickly? I'm just trying to draw that out to see if this might be happening here in Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's just one, you know, what I see in Cooper and what I saw myself was just you want to be around the game. You're a student of the game. You're trying to be the best version of yourself as a receiver out there. And Matthew respected that. I'm sure Cooper works his tail off in everything that he does from OT, from things that they're doing all season to now during the season. So that's just what I see from the outside looking in. It looks like he's an extremely hardworking guy, and he knows the stuff. He's in the playbook. He's in the film room. And he's communicates with his quarterback, obviously, because they're on the same page a lot.
And I guess it didn't happen. So that said, though, this is now a hypothetical. I'm asking you, Calvin Johnson, had Kupp passed your record with another regular season game under his belt, do you think that would have been the same thing as yours, or an asterisk would have been necessary? What do you think of that idea?
I can't say that an asterisk would be necessary, but it's clear it's not the same thing. I mean, if he did it in 16 games, 100%. 100%, but they got an extra game, you know, too. So,
okay.
At the end of the day, it's the record. It would be the record for the new league year, which, I mean, it's a new record, but it's not the same.
So an asterisk.
I don't know if you're aware, but Kupp said something similar before Week 18. I think he said the same exact thing, Calvin. You know.
Yeah, my dad told me. You know, just respect. I mean, it's just respect. I think that he has a lot of respect for the game. He knows where the game has been, where it's come to, you know. So, I mean, I really do hope that he continues on. And, you know, if he gets there again next year, I would be happy for him. I hope he does. If he's able to, you know, get the record, you know, I wouldn't want anybody else to get it. I mean, you got a triple crown winner, you know, my buddy Matthew's throwing to him. So it would have been – you know, it might have been a little sour, but I would have got over it.
So you're saying that Calvin Johnson Sr. is keeping track of this sort of stuff for you? Is that what you're saying?
Man, let me tell you this. Everybody but me is keeping track of it. I'm not able to watch all the games, especially out there, the L.A. game.
Right.
But, you know, if somebody's texting me, like, oh, Lord, like, you got to watch out. I'm like, what I got to watch out for? I can't do nothing.
But your dad is watching. So what is it? I guess dads do this sort of thing. Does he break down film like Odell's dad and send that stuff out?
No, my pops, he's not that involved.
He's not in the edit room? He's not in the edit room? You know, it's not what he's doing. Oh, man. What do you think of Odell's second act here now in Los Angeles? What a man, pair of weapons right from Matthew. This is pretty
good. I'm happy that the injuries, you know, I was nervous about the injuries there, but I'm happy to see him fight through those injuries and continue to have successful years and look like the Odell that we all know. So that's it's a pleasure to see. It's a pleasure to see him out there flying around and making great plays.
What's going on with you, your foundation? Tell me about your foundation, other stuff that you're working on, Calvin. I'd love to give you the floor here.
Foundation, Calvin Johnson Jr. Foundation, CalvinJohnsonJr.Foundation.com. It's been going like 12, 13 years now. COVID has put a little damper on it. You know, we haven't been doing a lot of in-person deals like scholarship. We still give out the scholarships, but we're not doing like the in-person galas and things of that nature. I've actually had a couple volunteers, two or three volunteers pass from COVID. So, you know, we're taking it serious, but hopefully it keeps on continuing to die down so that I can get back out and in front of the people, in front of the kids, in those rooms, classrooms, wherever it may be, where I can, you know, whether you're talking football, we're talking life. You know, just looking forward to getting back to some of those things in person.
Okay, and how's your businesses going? Everything good on that front? You want to talk about that too? What do you got for me?
Business is fun. Okay. Cannabis industry is a great industry. It's fun. I think the one thing I challenge everybody, I'm starting to do this more to everybody that really doesn't know too much about cannabis and how it interacts with their body. You know, just really just learn about your endocannabinoid system. Everybody has one. A lot of people don't know that, we have an endocannabinoid system, but this is just another system that's in our body that regulates the use of these cannabinoids. So I think that's the first point I would point everybody to. Learn about your endocannabinoid system, and then we can have some further conversations.
Did you see the NFL's giving $1 million to research on whether cannabis can speed up recovery postgame? Did you see that, Calvin?
I did see that. That's a great thing. That's a beautiful thing because, until the forces with all the funds get behind this, you know, and really that's what it takes to move some of these things forward. It's obviously research, but it takes funds to do that too. And this is a Schedule I, I'm not going to say drug, but cannabis is Schedule I. So you can't, I mean, for a long time, we weren't able to do any research on it to push it along, to promote it, to really understand the healing powers of it. And that's what we're able to do some of now, and it's just the beginning, just scratching the surface.
I'll ask you point blank. If the NFL had a different approach to this subject matter when you were playing, do you think you would have played longer, Calvin? What do you think?
If they had a different approach, that's hard to say. But I know I can say this. You know, since I've been playing, been done playing, you know, when I snowboard and do anything physical, you know, I'm rubbing on my topicals, on my elbows, on my knees, on my shoulder. And I know it works because, I mean, I can see it. I can see it from day to day. When I swell up, I put the cannabis topical on, whether it's CBD or full spectrum cannabis topicals. They work. So I look forward to continue to spread the good news about that and some other innovative things we're doing and that we're going to be doing here in the industry.
All right, I got to follow up. How does a man your size snowboard? What the hell? Are you serious?
Oh, come on! I love it. Oh man. I just came back from Montvale.
No, I'm not saying you don't love it or you should. I just can't imagine a man your size on a snowboard. I normally think of somebody half your size in an X Games or something like that, not Calvin Johnson.
I get double takes all the time.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Very good. Before I let you go, where are you going to watch the Super Bowl? Where are you going to be watching it?
I will be in Georgia watching it with the family.
Okay.
Watching Matthew take down the surging Bengals.
Okay. And what would it mean to have Matthew Stafford hoist a Lombardi trophy watching that? What would that mean for you?
Man, Calvin? I don't know. I just got a chill run through me when you said that, man. I feel like it's going to be part mine, too, because that's my teammate. But, no, I'm going to be extremely happy for the guy. I'm going to try not to shed a tear. You know, it might get a little emotional. But, no, I'm going to be extremely happy for him. Okay. I know he's been through a lot, not only just obviously on the field, but with his family. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people who say if he does that this coming, you know, or this next week, that he would have a bust in the same room as you, Calvin Johnson. Would you agree with that? Or you'd think?
I would say the same thing. I would say the same thing. I mean, the thing about quarterbacks, the only thing, I mean, the main thing from quarterbacks is winning that championship, really. I think that's a big barrier for them. Obviously, having success in the regular season, Matthew's had that. He has the biggest, big arm, all that. You know, so just adding this to, I think that would solidify his position, I do.
All right, Calvin Johnson, appreciate your time. Always love talking to you. Anytime, please. I'd love it.
Thanks, Rich. I enjoy it, too.
Right back at you. At Megatron, everybody, on Twitter. Calvin Johnson, Jr., Hall of Famer, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hoping to see Matthew Stafford hoist the Lombardi Trophy. And just because, you know, I'm trying to be respectful. I didn't bring up that this would be a Georgia Bulldog year. As you know, I was the yellow jacket that I was talking to right there.
Right.
You know. Yeah. But that's his guy.
Calvin Johnson, college teammates with WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns.
Yeah, that's another thing. Georgia Tech. The number of times, like, is he off the phone? Let me give Rich a fact that would be interesting to bring up.
Well, also, you know who, Calvin Johnson from the state of Georgia played high school football in the state of Georgia. There's his senior year of high school. You know who beat him for Georgia Player of the Year?
No.
Sean McVay.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Why are you guys just, what's
I
the mean, matter with you
people? I thought you knew
people?
That. Do we want to call
I
him
thought
back?
That was, I thought
what's
that was
the
like
matter with you
widely
people?
Known. I thought that was widely known.
Call him back.
Let's get him back.
Call him back. Yeah, call him back.
Hey, Calvin, remember your senior year of high school?
Hey, Calvin.
How good was
are you
Sean
serious?
McVay? Yeah, Sean McVay was Georgia Player of the Year.
Over Calvin
over
Johnson?
Calvin Johnson. Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, get him back on the phone.
Hey, Calvin, remember Sean McVay and Roman Reigns? You want to talk about
No. I wouldn't ask him about Roman Reigns, but this thing, I didn't know that.
Do you want to call him back for real?
Why not?
Okay.
Let's try it.
Call him back.
Well, you gotta ask him. If
I just
answers,
told
you
Rich something.
If he answers, you gotta ask him about Roman.
All right, do that right now, and I don't even want to go to break. I'm gonna tap dance.
This is never.
I
want to
hear
before,
you. I want to hear you. Don't tell Adam to call him back. You pick up the phone.
I gotta look up the number. Hold on a second.
Has this ever happened before, Rich? Where we let a guest go and then like, you know what? There's more. Let's call them back.
And
up.
If he says, "What's his malfunction?" Say it's Rich.
Blame it on us.
No, blame it on my Judaism. It's tough to say goodbye. This is my version of Jewish goodbye.
Or blame it on the fact that you may have tried some of his product and you forgot some stuff.
No. I won't do that.
Oh, he only has the backup number.
You know,
hold on a second.
Forget it.
Hold on.
You guys,
that.
Man.
Hold on.
All right, let's take a break.
Let's cultivate this caper.
Here's the whole thing. Either when we come back, we've got Calvin Johnson back on, or it's TJ's big-ass grab bag. Do you have his number?
I think I have a number.
All right, call it right now.
Hold on a second.
He's listening. Calvin, just answer the phone.
Calvin is not listening.
He is listening. Why would he be?
He needs people to tell him what's going on the West Coast with football.
He just wanted to be extra early. That's all. He's a professional. You know what I mean? He called early.
How about we button this up, and before the show, my two producers say to me, this would be good to ask Calvin later on.
Well, I thought that was something you knew.
Why would I know that?
I thought everybody knew that.
Yeah, I thought everybody knew that, too.
Now you're getting Adam to call him back?
Well, we're still engaged in the conversation.
Yeah, but I would love to hear you say, hey,
well,
Calvin.
Also, if I have the wrong number, I don't want to be embarrassed. I'd rather have Adam be.
No, this isn't embarrassing at all. This isn't embarrassing at all that my two on-air producers, as soon as the guest hangs up, hey, here's two interesting facts that would have been great to ask your guest. And now we got to call back a Hall of Famer, and it's embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. We just wanted more out of him.
I mean, he seemed like he was just chilling. Like, yeah. He wasn't really doing much.
Yeah, he's not doing much.
He
got back from Vail. He was like
snowboarding.
He was recovering.
By the way, could you imagine you're on the mountain? And
just some,
honestly, I am somebody who does not ski much at all and well at all. And I sit there and thinking to myself, every time a snowboarder zooms by, I'm thinking, what's that person's malfunction? Because they think that they can cut on any edge and they're coming straight up to you. And I have no idea where I'm going because I have a problem stopping when I'm skiing. And these snowboarders are out of their friggin' minds. And I could not imagine somebody's size of Calvin Johnson coming at me. I would truly poop my pants.
Would you just fall down immediately?
All right.
I don't think it's working.
Let's take a break. It's either.
Oh, wait, he's back.
Okay, is he back? Is he back on? Do we have him back on?
Oh, he's on.
Calvin.
Hey.
Calvin.
Hey. Calvin. Hey. Megatron.
You there, Calvin? Yeah, it's Rich. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't do this often.
Never.
I don't do this often, but my guys brought up a couple things that as soon as you hung up, they're like, you know, you could have asked him this. And I'm like, well, let's get him back on the phone. I figured you don't have much better to do. And plus, I missed you in the last 3.5 minutes. So you got a couple more minutes for me, Calvin?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good. All right. So you ask him the question, TJ. You ask him, who did you play? Did you play with Roman Reigns in college?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm waiting for somebody to ask me that. Yeah, we're team captains together.
Yeah, and my buddy.
Have you seen those photos? I gotta post that one.
And my buddy Colin Peake played tight end for you guys as well.
Colin, yeah.
Colin McGee.
So did you know Roman Reigns had like that whole WWE thing in him when you were playing college ball with him?
Yeah, we kind of knew he had a little background from his family, you know, rocking all the family background, you know. But I didn't know I don't think anybody knew that he would take off and go from playing football to wrestling and be the star that he is. That hair is really the star, though.
he's the biggest star in the WWE right now. He's the absolute top guy.
Okay, so if you're a WWE guy, you can reach out to him for tickets. You know what I mean, or something.
Yeah, I'm on. When they come to Atlanta or Michigan, I'm going to have to reach out to them. I actually connected with them a year or two, right before COVID. It's been a while now.
Okay.
But, it's freaking awesome to see him doing that, man, just taking that thing over. That was Joe, though. Joe was great at what he did when he played on the football field, so I expected nothing less.
And, Calvin, I used to produce a show on MTV called Yo Mama, and Colin was a contestant, so I got to be friends with him. And my first question when he came on, and I was just like, tell me about this Calvin Johnson. And he had nothing but the highest of compliments, which obviously came to fruition because you're a Hall of Famer.
There you go.
But he told me way back when, he goes, Calvin is the most incredible athlete I've ever seen in my entire life. And he was pretty right.
Okay.
Oh, McGee.
There you go.
Colin McGee. That's what's up, man. It's always cool to circle back and meet people that I know.
So that is cool.
Paul
yes.
McGee.
I got, the last one for you. Is it true that you lost out high school player of the year when you were a high schooler to Sean McVay? Is that true?
First of all, I didn't even know about this until Sean McVay became a head coach. So I didn't know about that award until he became a head coach and everybody started talking about it.
So
I had no idea.
Chris, what is the information? This is what you told me, and I'm like, we got to get Calvin back on the show to talk about this. Certainly, since this could be the coach that could help his quarterback win the Super Bowl. So
yeah, this is kind of a thing that, like Calvin just said, it kind of popped up when McVay became a head coach. But yeah, that's the story.
He was the Georgia football player.
Yeah,
the
Georgia high school player of the year, Sean McVay, beat out Calvin for the award.
But you know it's BS because there's no freaking way. It doesn't make any sense at all. And you know what? I figured it out. I think he was at one of those schools that was winning championships all the time. So they just got, you know, it's like being in LA versus being in Detroit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
He played 4A. Is that what you played, Calvin? Were you 4A in Georgia?
I did play 4A, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man.
Rich, I got a question.
It's not apples to apples. Dude, we called him back. We can't keep him
up. I'm just wondering if anyone ever hit him up during this Matthew Stafford run. Did the phone ever ring, maybe?
Oh.
Did the phone ever ring and say, hey?
Did you ever get a call from Les Snead and the Rams to come on with Stafford this year, or that didn't happen? No?
No, I told Matthew, man, if you need a red zone target, I got 5 yards and I got half my vertical, so that I can still be efficient.
So that's still 30 inches, half of his vertical,
Chris?
That's a
yes. There you go.
That's a yes.
Well, you'd have to stop snowboarding if you ever did that, I'll tell you that. You know?
Might have to put down the Megatron product, too, back in the NFL.
Calvin, for letting us call you back. Now I feel complete now. I feel complete. I hope
thanks, Calvin.
You too. Y'all have a great weekend, man.
You too. Don't worry, we're not calling back.
Yeah, this is it.
Okay, this is it.
For this week.
Is the real goodbye to Calvin Johnson. Thank you, Calvin. There you go. Calvin Johnson.
It's Megatron.
See?
That's amazing.
And Chris, it worked out better this way.
He's probably like, who is calling me back?
What? He wants to ask about what?
He wants what?
All right. Now, TJ's big ass grab bag when we come back on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep, because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s. The breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
All right, get Charles Oakley back in here. There's a couple things I want to ask him.
I think his car is still in the back.
there was a
live TV, Rich. No,
there's an axiom that in journalism and in interviewing is that you ask your subject, is there anything else I should know about what we've been talking about? Or is there anything else I should know? Is there anything else that you'd want to say on the subject matter?
Right.
And then you allow them to basically say, well, I mean, you didn't ask me about this, but I want to talk about that. Right. It's kind of like a cleanup method, you know, in the same way before you leave an airplane, you look, did I leave anything in the seat? Do I have anything in the...
Check that little flap.
In the little flap. Yes, in that little flap.
Don't leave your iPod in the flap, which I did.
Oh, my God. I've left an iPad in the flap. Oh, my God. No good.
No good.
No. So that's what you do after an interview. Like, you just check, did I leave anything before you leave a cab in New York? Because you know you'll never see that again. Normally, because you're never going to see that again. We kind of broke the rule. That's called groundbreaking television and interviewing, what we just did. Get the Hall of Famer back on the phone. What else has he got to do?
It's what we do, man.
Bebop.
And Calvin
around.
Just seems cool and nice enough to go, yeah, sure, I'll get back on and just say, yeah, someone's never been asked me about Roman Reigns. And yeah, that's got to be BS. Sean McVay didn't beat me out for some award I never heard of.
I'd never even heard of that until he became the head coach.
I know.
Like, it was well worth the callback.
But you said Sean McVay had 1,000 yards passing and receiving?
Rushing.
And rushing.
Yeah.
Oh, so he was a quarterback who was could do it all.
Yeah, did it all back then, yeah.
Huh.
And I think his high school won the state championship in 2003.
And beat out Calvin Johnson. So there's a trophy somewhere in McVay's house.
Yeah.
Okay. As the sun gleams off it as it goes over the Pacific Ocean every night. it's the Georgia High School Player of the Year of what year was this?
This is 2003. Would have been his senior year because he's 36. Yeah.
Man. Sean McVay is the winningest playoff coach in the history of the Rams organization, by the way. Beating the Bucks put him past, and beating beating the 49ers put him past John Robinson. And he's the younger coach in this matchup. Still.
Crazy.
Coming up.
We just had a Woj bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, we did. Is it a Ben Simmons Woj bomb?
Not a Woj bomb, but it does involve one of TJ's teams.
Okay, so let's take a beat here when we come back, because our radio audience is about to rejoin us. Phone calls, TJ's big ass grab bag, and Woj bomb. Oh, boy. A little late third hour Woj bomb.
I love it.
All right, here we go. All right.
I'm not mad at that.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your calls in a second.
Seems like a decent trade.
Yeah.
Woj bomb. What do we got?
Woj bomb. Clippers. sending Eric Bledsoe, Justice Winslow, Keon Johnson, and a future second-round pick to the Blazers.
Blazers.
For Norman Powell and Robert Covington.
Big shot Bob Cove.
Member of my fantasy team.
Bob Cove is on your fantasy team?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Hey, now.
That's not a Woj bomb.
I mean, Woj bomb is Ben Simmons.
It's okay.
I don't know. Okay. So what is it? A Woj like firecracker?
Some
like a Woj M80?
No, a Woj. I
mean, hey, Norman Powell's averaging 19-3 now, so I'm just saying.
No, like, no, you got a good player.
A Woj Black Cat.
What are the Blazers doing? Just essentially, are they tapping out?
Seems like, well, if they're gonna tap out, then I'm just gonna.
They're tapping out because
suggest.
They're tapping out because he's not coming back.
They're tapping out because Damian Lillard is saying, I'm not coming back for a draft pick. He's already said that.
Yeah, he shouldn't come back at all.
Which is a problem for my fantasy team.
Relocate.
Just come to Philly, man.
That ain't happening. He's not walking through that door.
Man.
They should just send Ben Simmons packing for something.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Something.
Move it on.
Because Embiid is dominating right now.
He is.
Embiid is dominating, bro.
Man among boys. He's just killing it.
He might be MVP right now, but wow, for the Joker.
Hey, let's put 100 on that, whatever that is, bro. We'll talk about that after the show.
All right. Gary Trent Jr. is not MVP?
For this week,
he's MVP of my fantasy team. Finally, he was held below 20 points last night. Jeff in Los Angeles, we'll take your phone call. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, Rich?
How are you?
Hey, I just needed to reset something here of how awesome it was about Charles Oakley's receipt to Sizzler. I mean, you do not know how happy I was to hear that. So
now,
if you're – go ahead. Go ahead.
Jeff, I don't want to I want to go with this, okay? I really want to go with this, but just my own journalistic acumen, all right, requires me to say I found this in the book that he handed me, and I then handed back to him, and he signed, and out came the receipt. I'm assuming it could have been like his handler went to Sizzler. You know, I'm just assuming this has to be Charles, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
In my mind, I'm going to think that one of my 80s and 90s basketball heroes.
Yes, sir.
Went to one of the best 80s and 90s restaurants there was, and one of the best, I guess, movie phrases there ever was. On top of that, my friends and I still have this tradition.
Yes.
If we win anything after March Madness, doesn't matter how much we win, whatever it was, we go to Sizzler, and we say, we go in Sizzler. I literally fired off 5 texts right when you were reading that receipt. I can't tell you how happy I am right now.
Well, here's the deal.
You just made my weekend.
You know what? I appreciate your appreciation immensely. We will be tweeting this out later on. Chris is already looking out to see if there's an at Sizzler somewhere.
There definitely is.
Okay. And so, because Charles Oakley, we assume, was at there. And if, hold on a second.
Mitch, it's at Sizzler_USA.
If the host Madeline at the local Manchester Avenue version of Sizzler wants to confirm if it was Charles Oakley, she can. Because that's whose name is on the dine out ticket right here.
That's quality reporting right
there. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jeff in Los Angeles. Greatly appreciate this, Jeff in LA.
We're breaking all types of rules and boundaries on this show, fellas.
Let's go to Jason in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll take your call here before we go to TJ. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me. I just wanted to make a comment about the Brian Flores situation.
Go for it.
I heard a reporter on the Dan Patrick show say, hypothetically, if he was a black or minority candidate, he'd be upset. And I just think that's the whole crux of the issue, is that if it's not our problem, we're not that upset by it. That's pretty much all I got to say.
If it's not a problem of who? I don't follow you. I'm sorry.
If as a white person,
mm-hmm.
as a white reporter,
yes,
as a white coaching candidate or whoever else it may be, if it's not my problem and it doesn't make me upset, then never going to be fixed.
No, I know that. I guess if you're putting your name in trying to be a head coach as well, and you're white. I mean, obviously you want a fair shake and you want the job. As a white man, I'm outraged by what's happening. I mean,
I think you're an exceptional person, but I think you know plenty of other people, and like this said reporter, who isn't outraged.
Like, I'm genuinely concerned every single time that somebody's name gets announced to be a new head coach, and that is not a person of color, and it still leaves Mike Tomlin as the only black man who is a head coach in the NFL. It disturbs me greatly, but I have to say, I mean, Doug Peterson is an outstanding hire. You know, I mean, he is 1,000% somebody who can do this job in Jacksonville and has the resume to do exactly what Jacksonville hopes he can do. You know, I think both things can possibly be said. So I appreciate the call, though.
Can I respond to that?
Sure, go for it.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying I do think you're an exceptional person. I love watching your show.
Thank you.
I'm from Michigan. I think you're a great guy.
Thank you.
But I think we all know people. And like I'm saying, like this guy, this reporter, it's not that he's a bad person. I get told this all the time as being somebody who's had a lot of African-American friends and somebody who speaks up when I hear the N-word in public. I've been told all the time, even by my black friends, it's not your problem. Don't bother with it. Don't worry about it. But it is our problem. I'm sorry. It's our problem. We should be outraged, and you're outraged, and I'm glad that you are. But the parsing of the words has already begun. I mean, they're already starting to say, well, why shouldn't New York be able to choose their candidate ahead of time? Why shouldn't this be? Can you prove it? Oh, man, now we need other black coaches to join in. Oh, man, Brian Flores is going to be out there left hung or dry, it looks like, because nobody else is stepping up to get their back. Even with the baseball, with the player alliance, where are the white players? How come it's only the black players that have to join the Players Alliance? Why don't any white players join it? Like, white people need to start putting their foot down and saying this is messed up, period, point blank. Until we do that, as long as we come on the air and the NFL reporters come on the air and they say, well, you know, we can't prove it. Oh, man, it's going to be a tough road for Brian Flores. And, you know, and why shouldn't this and why shouldn't that?
No, I hear you, Jason. But that sort of conversation as well is just trying to cover the legal aspect of it, because that's where it's going to have to be proven.
I understand,
right now.
But that's,
you know
how
I mean?
It all gets parsed.
Okay. Jason, I appreciate the time. Thank you for the call.
Great point, Jason.
There you go. Jason, Phoenix, Arizona. Been waiting some time to do all
great
that.
Great call.
All right, so here's what we're gonna do. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll do your grab bag, and head into the weekend with that, and also some news about Lamar Jackson and the status of his long-term contract and where that is and where it has been. That's all coming up next on the other side of this break on the Rich Eisen Show.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Hey, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
All right, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial if you want to sneak in something. You don't have any sneaky good games, do you?
You know, I might tweet out a Pro Bowl bet over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
But next week, I'm going to have a Super Bowl pick, and then I'm going to have a long list of props that I like.
Okay, but what, and I say this with the ultimate of respect, what degenerate bets on the Pro Bowl?
Rich, it's called chasing.
Chasing what?
Losses from maybe the last couple weeks.
Yeah, but why would you do that on something that's totally unpredictable?
Well, you just take the over and, like, have fun with it. You know what I mean?
What? How do they even decide how that is set? Like, honestly, I'm stunned.
that there's gambling in Casablanca?
No.
Or?
No, I mean, but how? Like, why would anybody bet on the Pro Bowl? Like,
because it's fun.
Half the guys out there don't want to hit. They all don't want to hit until it's the fourth quarter, and then they realize that there's a potential difference on the payout. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and in the years, I'm assuming Vegas is the same way as it is in Hawaii, that the difference between winning and losing the Pro Bowl is about maybe the difference between your week with your family in at the Pro Bowl is either a net loss or a net gain.
So the AFC is a 1.5-point favorite, but
why? Why would they even know?
I'm loving that over 62.5.
Is that because like Mahomes showed up and he didn't go, oh, my arm or my foot? Like
well,
he's
Mahomes
there.
And Kelsey and Cheetah, they're all there. Yeah.
So the Chiefs actually showed up.
Chiefs showed up. Yeah.
So that's probably the difference maker.
Let's party.
And Rogers like, oh, my toe, right? Yeah. And Brady's like hanging out at UCLA as opposed to Las Vegas.
I saw that. Like,
yeah, I know.
He's out here working out.
Looks like he's not going to go.
Back.
Looks like he's not gaining all that weight.
Come back.
He can't quit his lifestyle, which is.
No, you can't turn that off. Yeah. No strawberries and tomatoes and stuff. Like, you can't just turn that off.
Yeah, he's not quit. He's not retiring and all of a sudden eating the ends of bananas.
Right.
He's really letting himself go now.
I mean, he's eating the ends.
He's eating the ends. Wow.
Doesn't California have the best avocados in the world? So it would make sense that he would.
They're not really in season right now, though. It takes a while for them to ripen up.
Look at you knowing the avocado. Well, that's how we first met you.
Yeah.
You fell out of an avocado tree with one of your many exes.
Many?
Wow.
Please.
Wow.
My mom's watching.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Mary. My apologies, Mary. Earmuffs, Mary.
Earmuffs.
Very good.
Good times.
All right. So. It's so funny. You're like, don't tell my mom that I have these many ex-girlfriends, but absolutely tell her I'm going to bet on the Pro Bowl because I'm chasing. Got it.
Maybe risk her grandson's college fund.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Terrestrial
on,
Radio
he's
Network.
He's getting a scholarship.
That's true. Oh, no, he's not even going to college. He's going straight to the tour.
All right. Before we get to your big-ass grab bag, sir, let me just hit this here. The conversation after the season's over, we're already hearing it. You're hearing it from down in Mobile, Alabama right now is the quarterback front. I already have, like, I was thinking of doing a segment today, but I'm going to hold it for after the Super Bowl because as soon as the Super Bowl's over, it's all be about quarterbacks. Serious. End of story. And you heard how before, right? You heard before Albert Breer was on an hour number one, and he said he just came back from Mobile, right, from the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
And the conversation was about how there's no starting quarterbacks there in the prospect class at the Senior Bowl.
Which is interesting.
Now,
man.
Does that mean that there's an underclassman that could potentially be a starter? You know, I don't know, but the general manager of the Denver Broncos, George Payton, is quoted as saying that if we don't think the draft class is very good, we're probably going to go heavy into free agency or the trade market. But I think there's some talented guys in this rookie class. So we'll weigh that as will other positions. And I don't know what that means because if they're going into the trade market, we absolutely know what that means.
Yeah.
For the Denver Broncos. We absolutely know what that means. And if they're not thinking of going into the trade market, does that mean the guy that they would absolutely go into the trade market for is already told them I'm not in the trade market most likely. And we're talking up this class or we're talking up this class now to throw off the scent of what's going on for Aaron Rodgers or he really believes that there's a good rookie class. We're in that time of year.
Believe nothing.
Where you don't know what you're hearing is the truth or not. We've entered the realm. Welcome to that zone.
All right, Rich. So mock draft.
The spin zone.
Mock draft I'm looking at right now has Malik Willis, number 6, to Carolina. Kenny Pickett, 18, to the Saints.
And then there's
And Matt Corral, 20, to the Steelers.
And then there's the fact of, like, where's the contract extension for Lamar Jackson?
Right.
What is going on there? He went through the entire year. Eric DaCosta spoke today, the general manager of the Ravens, and he made it sound like they're ready to do it And Lamar hasn't really gotten around to it yet.
He's representing himself.
Check it out.
At this point, I would say that we're working at Lamar's pace. He's comfortable where we are right now. I think he feels that we have a lot of unfinished business. He has a lot of unfinished business. He wants to win the division. He wants to win the Super Bowl. I think he and I both share that same vision. And so, you know, that's basically where we stand. There's a great line of communication. I know that Lamar knows he can come up to see me at any point. He can call me at any point. We actually talked this week. He can text me at any point, and we will operate based on his urgency.
I mean, I've never heard this. So let me just extrapolate this out to the nth degree.
Crazy.
Hold on a minute. Let me just, in the same way that we're wondering, will there ever be a team that drafts somebody first overall and instead of giving that guy a second huge contract, just decides we're going to go back into the draft pool and start again and try and win in the first iteration of the contract, because that's how it works in salary cap, and it helps us build out the team, and we hope to strike it rich in the draft with somebody who can win in his first iteration of his contract. And that same way, flip it on its head. What if somebody is so damn good in the first iteration of his contract and doesn't care about being signed long term? I'll just keep myself healthy. It doesn't matter, even though he just finished the season with an ankle injury and couldn't finish the season. He's not worried about it because he's Lamar Jackson, and he just operates to his own drum, and part of his drum may be playing out his contract.
So he's going to...
I don't know.
He's like, I'm just going to test free agency.
Who doesn't say I'll take the nine figures from Steve Bisciotti right now? You could see it in the general manager's like, we'll go at his own urgency.
So crazy.
Right? I've never seen anything like that. Like, he knows how to text me. He knows how to call me. And it's not like they're doing him dirty or wrong. Like, they're building around and they changed their entire world for him. He's their guy. There's no question he's their guy.
So bizarre.
They've made it obvious he's their guy. And he's like, yeah, I'll get around it. I haven't heard anything like that, ever. Just want to bring that to your attention.
Wow.
NetSuite, everybody, wants to let you know that if you have poor visibility in your business because you're relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software, you shouldn't do that for another second. What you should do is upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, because to see the full picture, that means NetSuite is your number one cloud financial system, like it is for everybody else, to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. Over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And for the new year, NetSuite is a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/rich. Head to netsuite.com/rich for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses, netsuite.com/rich. TJ, the floor is yours, sir.
Oh.
It is now time for TJ's Top 5, a.k.a. TJ's Big Ass Grab Bag. Go for it, sir.
Hey, Jay Philly, hit that music. All right, kaboom. Guess who stepped in the room? Look, TJ here. 28 years ago today, fellas, something fantastic happened.
What's that?
One of my all-time favorite movies was released, and that is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. One of my all-time favorite comics, right. Jim Carrey. And you know Ace Ventura. He was the pet detective. He had to go save the Miami Dolphins mascot, Snowflake, and rescue their quarterback, Dan Marino. And if you've seen the movie, I'm sure. It's great. And it got me to thinking, man. It got me to thinking about athletes in movies having cameos, right? What are some of the greatest athlete cameos that we have? So I decided to reach into the big ass grab bag and pull out five. And I've got to just tell you this right now. I wanted a cameo, right? Something quick. A guy who popped into a movie unexpectedly and then got out. So like Dan Marino in Ace Ventura, kind of a main character, right?
Okay.
Kevin Garnett in Uncut Gems, he's kind of a main character. Right. I don't really consider that cameo. So this is TJ's top five cameos. Now, we're going to start off at number five. We've got a two-time Super Bowl champion, one-time NFL Most Valuable Player, three-time Defensive Player of the Year, quite possibly the greatest football player of all time. And that's Mr. Lawrence Taylor in The Waterboy.
Oh, now,
This was a true cameo. He popped in for a scene. And if you know what you know about Lawrence Taylor, the fact that he said this line, gentlemen, that brings me to our next point. Don't smoke crack. I mean, hilarity ensued. That's why I got to put Lawrence in my top five.
I can't wait to hear your top four now. Okay.
All right. So then coming in at number four, you know, like I said, I'm a huge Jim Carrey fan. And we got another Jim Carrey movie from this guy. He was a professional hockey Hall of Famer, four-time All-Star. And that's Cam Neely in the diner scene.
Seabass.
And, you know, he didn't say this line, but the line, kick his ass, Seabass, has now become iconic. And then when he spit into the sandwich of Jeff Daniels, it was just like brown tobacco spit. It was gross. But yeah, Cam Neely, that's you got to put him in there as one of the best sports cameos of all time. Yep. All right, coming in at number three, we got a six-time NBA champion, a two-time finals MVP, a six-time MVP of the league, 19-time All-Star. We mentioned him earlier today, one of the greatest, most unstoppable weapons in all of sports, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
An airplane.
Yes! All right, you got Roger Murdoch. And when Roger Murdoch snatches up little Joey by his shirt and he tells his dad to, or he tells his old man, I should say, to try dragging Walton and Lear up and down the court.
That's right.
Come on, that's Kareem. And the thing was, Kareem was kind of surly back in the day. Yeah. He wasn't that friendly. So this was really kind of a big deal to have Kareem.
Well, and then when they also, because he passes out and then they drag him up the aisle of the airplane and suddenly he's in his Lakers uniform in that moment. That is a great moment. All right, so this is great. Top two.
So coming in at number two, TJ's top five all-time best athlete cameos, we have a Super Bowl champion and a three-time most valuable player. Now, this guy shows up at the very end of this movie, but he's kind of like a running theme. Like, we hear his name a lot. We don't really think he's coming. And at the very end of the movie, he pops up. And that is Green Bay Packer legend Brett Favre. There's something about Mary. And you know, and he's got that classic line. Well, you know, what in the hell is Brett Favre doing here? But then I'm in town to play the Dolphins, dumbass. I don't know how many takes that took.
Her boyfriend is Brett the whole movie, and it turns out to be Brett Favre.
It's supposed to be Drew Bledsoe.
That's right.
What the hell is Brett Favre doing?
Amazing.
I think I know what number one is.
Hey, number one is, you've got, let's just put it this way, the Ring Magazine Fighter of the Year. He was the, you know, baddest man on the planet. Mike Tyson in The Hangover was someone we were all afraid of, right? To see Mike Tyson pop up and then from singing In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins and doing the air drums till he knocks out Zach Galifianakis, to the tiger in the bathroom, to his line at the end when he goes, and I got to kind of paraphrase a little, we all do dumb stuff when we're messed up. I think nobody expected the comedy chops of Iron Mike Tyson, and that's why I got him at number one in TJ's top five athlete cameos. And as always, man, I'm looking forward to your ideas, but remember, we want a cameo. We don't want a guy who's
in the
whole movie. We want someone who popped in, was memorable, and got back out. And that's kind of how I did my list.
I have one. I thought you would have him in. Mm-hmm. So we got in. How do you not choose Reggie Jackson in Naked Gun?
It came down between.
He tried to kill the queen.
Yeah, it came down between Reggie Jackson.
It
came down between Reggie Jackson and Lawrence Taylor for number five. And I went back and forth. And I just thought that Lawrence Taylor saying the crack line was funnier than anything else. So Reggie being under hypnosis
by Ricardo Montalban, I might add.
Yeah, he was definitely in there. If I had a top six, Rich, would have been Reggie.
Don't smoke crack.
I must kill the queen.
All right, I got to watch Ace Ventura tonight.
Good job. That's good stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, folks. This is it. Our last show before Super Bowl week begins.
Oh, we haven't done our daily.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, about the team.
We haven't done the daily line.
It's the Rams.
Yeah.
Are in the Super Bowl,
right.
And the Bengals are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Bengals.
The Bengals.
The Bengals are in the Super Bowl.
Who would have thunk it?
We're gonna.
What the hell's going on?
Thank you, Coach Lombardi.
What in the name of Ken Anderson is happening?
On Monday's show, in our first show, Chris Collinsworth, who's calling the game, will call in.
Hey, he's a former Bengal.
And then in studio, it'll be a nice little memory lane show. Trey Wingo and Dan Patrick will kick off the week. Tuesday, Barry Sanders, Michael Irvin, The Miz, Michael Rubin of Fanatics, Cam Jordan, Keegan-Michael Key will be on Wednesday's show. Jonathan Taylor's going to stop by.
Hey.
On Thursday, Troy Aikman, Dak Prescott, and Charles Woodson.
I don't know how I'm going to act on Thursday, Rich. Wow. I really don't.
Ron Rivera and Sean Payton are just part of the Friday fun, and we're adding more guests because that's how we roll. So have a great weekend, everybody. And if you're betting the Pro Bowl like Chris Brockman, what the hell's the matter with you?
Get help is what you should do.
Don't miss the drop of this great video coming up.